What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Antonio Caesar. Brother, can you please introduce yourself? Tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Thanks, Daryl, for having me today. Man, yeah, I'm DJ Antonio Caesar. Right now, I'm based in Chicago. That's where I'm born and raised.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you on the show, man. This is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your story of your life as a DJ. Tell us a little bit about the beginning days. What sparked your interest to become a DJ? And tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Yeah. So the beginning days, I guess the beginning days happen when you're a child and you don't actually recognize it. But I'll say the initial moment where I kind of learned that I wanted to DJ was when I was going to Northwestern University, and there is a radio station on the campus. And actually, before I got accepted, I went into this radio station. I thought it was really, really dope. They had CDJs, and I was like, "Yo, I want to do this." And before that, I was an athlete. Actually, you know, I was kind of relying on athletic scholarships to get to you know, to move me forward. But hey, man, you know, we're intellectual out here too, all right? And so I was blessed to be able to, you know, move forward from being an athlete into my passions, and that just naturally led me to music and DJing. So shout out to WNUR for hosting me first and foremost. But like I said, this starts off when you're a child, when you don't recognize or realize it. And I just remember when I was a child, I would just hear, well, I'm from Chicago, so that's the home of so many great DJs. It's the home of house music as well. And when I was listening to house music as a kid in a car, you know, just riding down Lakeshore Drive, man, it made me feel some other type of way. And actually, all types of music made me feel that type of way. Salsa music, hip hop, everything. And so I always had this natural affinity to music, but like I said, I was an athlete, you know, so I really didn't do that. You know, being an athlete was the way out in a way. And yeah, and so that was where my interest like really began and shout out to my parents just for being on good music, you know. And I would like to say too, I didn't really realize that I wanted to like DJ particularly. Like I knew I wanted to do music. I was first like also working with music production as well, piano and just dibbling and dabbling until I wanted to actually offer something to people in the world. And it wasn't just like music, but it was more like, how can I like solve a problem for you through music? And that's where I kind of found out being a DJ is a good like position to solve problems for artists. You're an artist and your music, you have music that you just released. If you're a DJ, you know, and people listen to you as a DJ or you're making mixes, you know, you can throw that music into your own mixes and promote local artists. Other things, DJs are really connected to MCs, radio stations. So you can get your story out there, but also like, you know, other artists too, stories out there who represent really dope communities. And so that's my purpose as an artist and as a DJ. And you see how I say artist first, because I am an artist first. I'm an artist first. I'm a creative director first. Nice. And I use DJing as a tool to move forward. So I guess that's a little bit about the story. So you
yeah, man, you know, no, you that's guys, a yeah. That's a super awesome intro, and I definitely want to say shout out to Northwestern University and the radio station WNUR, because our podcast producer Lorenzo also worked at that station and at Northwestern University. So shout out to him.
Lorenzo who?
So Gonzalez is our podcast producer.
I know Lorenzo.
That's my guy. He is the one that's going to be putting out this podcast. So shout out to him, and let's get back to your story. This is amazing reconnection.
Wow. And,
so from there, you know, your college days and being able to introduce to being a DJ and an artist, you know, walk us through your story from there and kind of bring us closer to the present to where you are.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So that's definitely a little bit in the past. But so where did that lead? That led me to, you know, combining combining my background in arts and using that as a tool to move me forward in my education and my career, it actually brought me a lot of great opportunities and an orientation on how I wanted to approach my life and my career. So, you know, even during college, I was studying at a hip hop lab. And in these hip hop labs, you know, we're partnering with a lot of nonprofit organizations in Chicago doing music education. So I started really building my network and just learning so much more, meeting a lot of artists. And I would just say probably the best experiences that DJing has brought for me is, you know, I got to actually go to Ghana, West Africa. And in Ghana, last year I was DJing at 107.9 YFM, you know, playing some good Afrobeat music, some, you know, South African house. At the same time, I was working with local production studios because I am a producer, and the way I approach music production is like, I have my sacred content, and that's just for me. But I also have the content I put out to the world, and that content I really try to make music that I could fit into my DJ sets. Yeah. What a perfect way to promote your own music, right? If you have a dope set going, and you throw your own track and it's like as dope as a set, period. That's all you need. And that's all I need, you know, to promote myself, you know, not rely on other people to promote me, because you can promote yourself the best way, better than anybody else. So where I'm at now too, you know, I was in Ghana for like, I went there and came back to Chicago for 3 years in a row. Man, I was building sample packs, producing Afrobeat songs, Afro house songs, doing a lot of really dope work with cultural initiatives with the U.S. Embassy, University of Ghana, working with drummers, just doing so much amazing work. It was so great. And I was kind of telling you a little bit earlier, I was on the phone with one of my good homies. We're actually, you know, producing music at this moment. He's in Ghana coordinating, I'm in Chicago coordinating. And, you know, thank God for these phones and this virtual world, because we're producing, you know, while 10 other things are going on. And so, yeah, and that's kind of the next step. But then the next phase, obviously, is like COVID-19. You know what I'm saying? And what COVID-19 brought on everybody. But me, I've been lucky to have found like a way to offer service during COVID-19. I actually have more DJ gigs than when it was not COVID-19.
Wow.
Because of a lot of references, I'm DJing a lot of virtual events, and these organizations are paying me, and it's because I'm solving a simple problem. And that problem is that awkward silence before a meeting starts.
Yes.
So I host pre-parties. When they have breaks, I'll DJ for their breaks. And man, just kind of MC at the same time and provide a good vibe to like boost up the energy of virtual events. Wow. And that's kind of like where I'm at now.
No, I think that's super amazing, man.
Thanks, man. And last thing, like I'm releasing the album on my birthday, May 18th. So shout out to that album. It's called Sounds of Ghana. So you can look up DJ Antonio Caesar, all streaming platforms, to check out that album. And that's where I'm at.
That's awesome, man. Way to bring it home. And I think that congratulations to you on your success. And for next week, you'll be dropping an album on your birthday. So early happy birthday to you, brother. And yeah, I want you to talk a little bit more about how you saw this opportunity in COVID. Now you're thriving even more due to the pandemic. You know, a lot of people actually retracted in regard to how much they were doing because of this pandemic. But you found a way to really flip it on its head and do better through this pandemic. So talk to me about how you recognize the opportunity, and then how you're able to capture and position yourself to get these events and these virtual gigs that you're getting. Because there's a lot of people that are struggling right now. If they had some insight on how they can replicate that and do the same, I think it would be helpful to a lot of people in the industry.
Okay. Yeah. First, I'm optimistic. So I'm not pessimistic. So I always try to find new ways, new opportunities to do something, even if some bad things are going on. Second is I have a business mindset. And because of that, the way I approach my business is by creating collaborations with organizations. And that's the thing that's really been bringing me opportunities, because they know me, they know I DJ, they will see me at one event virtually and they're like, hey, I want to have you, like, this event was the best event that I came to. You know, can I hire you? You know, sure thing. Let's do it. Let's run it. So it's being optimistic and trying to find new ways and having a business mindset, man. Like, no one, again, represents me business-wise. You know, I watched Selena, the movie, too many times to understand that, you know, your accountant could be the one that's messing you over. You got to know your numbers and know your partnerships. So those are my 2 points, I guess I would say, you know.
Yeah, that's great, man. And it's the difference between taking your DJing as a hobby and really taking it as a business. And I clearly see that you run your DJing career as a business. And that's really great because you're able to use business principles to guide your decision making within your business. So great job on that. And, you know, what are some things that you think DJs should be doing right now to better suit themselves, you know, for, you know, when we go back to normal, when, you know, if this thing continues the way it is, like, how can DJs better position themselves so they can be doing well just like you?
I would say, you know, we got some time on our hands being, you know, inside, you know, start producing your own tracks that you can throw into your DJ sets. Identify what type of music you DJ and start producing your own content, own your intellectual property. You know, this has been actually helping me so much because a lot of these virtual platforms stream live, then they'll get taken down on Facebook because of copyrighted material. But what if you're DJing with your own content? Now there's no problem. That's actually more value that you're adding now beyond DJ services. So that's the one point I would say. Like, I'm sure you're probably interested in producing music too, because you just work with a lot of music as a DJ. So try to learn that.
Yeah, it's definitely another skill set that can really add value to your whole package. You know, when you're a DJ, you're not just one thing. You can learn new skills and you can able to leverage yourself and build your brand and do much better in the industry. You know, I would love to talk a little bit about your branding. You know, DJ Antonio Caesar, how'd you get that DJ name? And then also what it means to you?
Man, I had so many different DJ names and, you know, it's so hard to settle on one. I ended up settling on my name. You know, Antonio, my middle name, Caesar is my first name, and I put DJ behind it. And the reason why I made that decision is because I use music as a way to tap into my identity. And, you know, I was trying to reach out here with all these other crazy names, and it's like, why am I reaching out when, like, all the answers are right here, like, with me as a person? And so that's how I came up with my name. I also obviously did some research too on, like, you know, what are other DJ names, and I went through a whole research process of just trying to figure it out. And I'm just like, yo, I can't go wrong with my name. I just can't go wrong with my name. It sounds like Chicago, right? It sounds Chicago, but it also makes sense in South America. It also makes sense in Africa. You know, like, my name makes sense. So that's how I chose my name.
Nice. I love it, man. Yeah, man, though, you're doing a really great job building a brand around your name and being able to really embody what it means to be DJ Antonio Caesar. So I'm a fan. I love what you're doing.
And I definitely want to
check out all of your work and everything that you're doing, brother. This is amazing, man. At this time, we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the learning lessons that you learned throughout your DJ career.
All right.
And we're back. We're here with my brother, DJ Antonio Caesar, and he is a brother that is really doing it big in the DJ industry. He's done a lot of time in Ghana, in West Africa, and has been doing it great since college days. So we're excited to hear a little bit more about some of the learning lessons that you've learned throughout your DJ career. You know, it's really tough to kind of go through your journey, especially if you're doing it alone, you don't really have any mentors. You know, what are some things that you've done throughout your career to learn, whether that be, you know, finding different resources to learn quicker or online, or finding mentors that showed you the pathway? You know, what are some ways that you've learned and were able to move faster in your career?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question. I would say first, just like you said, mentorship. I feel like you don't have to be exactly competitive the way that the music industry looks like or is portrayed. It's not like that. I try to build allyship. I never look at someone as a competitor. I look at them as someone I can build with, unless they treat me like a competitor. And then you're my competitor. But if we're cool and we want to build with each other, that's how I like to start off these relationships. With that, you will learn from another person and they will learn from you, and you will meet more people and learn from them. And going really quickly to mentorship, like I acknowledge those like before me or older than me or better than me too. It's just like I take away that ego. I'm like, yo, like this is big boss right here. I respect that. And how can I be of service and how can I learn from you? The second thing I would say is education, like there's workshops, you know, education workshops that you can probably join in your local cities that are hosted by like nonprofit organizations, creative organizations. And these workshops are opportunities to network and opportunities to learn. And that networking and learning from these workshops have really brought me a long way, and to the point where I've run my own workshops where I teach music production, DJing, recording, etc. The last thing I would say is, I listen to a lot of interviews. I try to understand the mindset of people I look up to who I don't have access to, you know, like a Jay-Z or someone like that, a Black Coffee, and kind of learn about their life, their bio, their approach. And I really try to pull from that. Like, we have so much content on the internet we can learn from, which is so dope. And the last thing is, well, I don't really read that much. I think the interviewing goes by like the reading. It's like similar. So listening or reading. But there's one book that did change my life. It's called Creative License. And it really changed my approach to like music production. And those are the four things that I would recommend.
Nice, man. That's super amazing and awesome advice. There's so many ways to get knowledge and wisdom out there, and you don't need to go into this business alone. So leverage all the resources that my brother here has mentioned, and definitely see what ways that you can move forward in your career and your business much faster and much more efficiently. You know, you've been in the game for a while now. You know, what are some things that you've learned that you know now that you wish you knew when you're first getting started?
Some things that I know now and wish I knew. It's a great question. Man, it was all a learning process. So if I knew it all before, it would have been fun. I would have just been rich. But there's nothing wrong with being rich. But I don't really know. I honestly, nothing comes to my mind.
It's a difficult question, you know, because, you know, especially if you knew in hindsight, you wouldn't have made those certain decisions. So I completely understand. Some of the things that kind of stand out about your story is the fact that you were always just willing to just take risks and just try different things. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people are hesitant to do. They're hesitant to just jump into things and take risks, and that holds people back. And you just have a spirit of just being able to try things and jumping right into it without fear. And that has, you know, definitely got you very far. And I could definitely see your passion and the way that you just really love music and love being a DJ and a producer. And I think that some of those things really allow you to move far and do well in this industry, because it's coming from a source of passion where you're not worried about, oh, this is all about the money, or this is all about, you know, the fame. You're doing something that you actually love to do. So I think that's super, super helpful for other DJs to hear, just be able to see you as an example. Like you said, you listen to a lot of interviews, you learn from a lot of people, you watch a lot of people's stories, and people are listening to your story right now, and they're going to be able to learn from it as well. So I really appreciate you for being on the show, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing in the industry of music and DJing.
Man, I appreciate it. But when you bring that up, I have something to say about that. Yeah, you're right. Some of it's about the business, some of it's about the music, but it's all about the freedom. I come from house music, the genre of house music, man, and house music is freedom music, period. And I just want to express myself freely, even if I am employed, like in a workspace too, making income. Like being a DJ has helped me serve my organizations too that I work for as a DJ, and when people look at me in that light, I can truly be myself and not be like all uptight and like in you know, a the corporate world or something.
Awesome, brother. Yeah, man. I think that you're embodying everything that, you know, comes about with DJing, and it's super important that you just continue to do what you're doing and keep on thriving in the industry and keeping yourself busy, because I see that you're doing a lot of things, and I definitely admire the things that you do, man. You know, I would love for you to talk about, you know, some of the things that you just really love and enjoy about DJing, and why people that are hesitant about jumping in should just give it a try. So what are some things that you just love about DJing and want people to know about?
Man, my favorite thing about DJing is that, like, when you have that moment when you're DJing and, okay, no one's dancing maybe yet, but then you're like, yeah, I got to get one person to dance. And then you kind of like scouting, like, who's feeling the vibe? And then you just start feeding off their energy, and they kind of realize that you're feeding off their energy, and they start feeding off your energy. And then at that moment, you're kind of like in eye contact with that person, just kind of like playing for that one person, which then is kind of, it's like a virus, man, then that it spreads, because someone sees this person having a good time, you're like, I want to have a good time with that person too. And it spreads like a wildfire. That's my favorite thing about DJing. That's my favorite thing, like when I'm actually on the turntable.
Yeah. Nice, man. No, because you really get to, you, like you said earlier, you get to help and heal people and support people through your music. And I think that's a very important thing. And it's a tool that you're able to really have an effect on other people's lives, especially, you know, when you're doing specific events and such like that. You know, you have the ability to make a moment for people. And when you do that, especially, it could be a memorable moment that they just think about, you know, for years later. So definitely, you know, have that passion, really do a wonderful job, put your heart and soul into it, and you can make a special moment for other people. And it makes a difference, because those people remember you, and when they need a DJ, they'll go looking for you because you did something special for them.
Oh yeah. And now that I remember that moment, I remember the actual like mix, the two songs that I mixed. And it's like about like, then you remember those two songs you mixed as a DJ. You're like, okay, this is part, like, this is a new, like, this is a new weapon in my repertoire. You know, I'm bringing my next set.
Nice, man. And it's those subtle details that really makes the difference between a decent DJ and a really great DJ. And I think that understanding those subtle details of the song selection and the way you mix it together and the skill set that takes to mix them properly really what makes a difference and could really change the effect that it has on the receiving person. So super excited, man, that we're talking, man. This is a really great interview. I'm learning a lot about you and your story, and I know my audience is enjoying this as well. So before we jump into the lightning round, I would like to ask you, you know, is there anything that my community, myself, Daryl, the club, and just our, you know, community and the listeners do to help and support you in your journey?
Yeah, man, I really appreciate that question. I feel like that's something to chop up, like, even offline too, because there's like a lot of questions that I do have, you know, in terms of like how the club can, like, what its capabilities are. For me, for example, like, I'm running an album listening party on May 17th. Right? It's going to be virtual. And when running this, like, yes, I'm going to play my album, but I'm also going to do a DJ set after. I'm like, oh, can my album stream on the club as well to get even more people online who may not be involved in the listening party? And, you know, so I have a lot of questions around that. And I think this is just kind of like the approach I take, like I mentioned about collaboration. It's like, man, my boy Daryl here, hey, he's doing some dope work, man. Like, you should see him. Man, this, like, I can't even imagine his Google Calendar, man. Like, seriously. And it's like, I also want to support you. So it's like, how, like, you're asking how can you support me? But I'm also like wondering how I can support you. And, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at right now. And then we can kind of, you know, after this, chop up the technical ways that we can do that, you know. But I'm open for it, man. I'm open to do a DJ set on and live stream it through your platform, or, man, whatever you need to.
Awesome, brother. Hey, and I, you know, am a service to DJ. So whatever way I can help you succeed more, that's how you help me. So,
my boy, appreciate it.
We're going to definitely chop it up and see what ways we can help and support each other. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
All right, lightning round. Let's get it. Like, do I have a time limit?
Nope, just real concise answers, and we'll get this going. So, describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Oh, DJ setup. Okay. Depends if it's in person or virtual now. My in-person setup. So if I'm at a radio station, CDJs, love CDJs. And obviously you got to bring a USB for that. Unless there's a cord that you can connect to your computer. And I like to use Serato as well. I got a MacBook Air and I don't have enough hardware space left. So I might have to get a new computer. And I got these AKG headphones. Oh, time out. And the turtleneck, bruh. You can't forget the turtleneck.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Black Coffee.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
Oh, okay. It's not a specific moment, I feel. It's just the type of event. I love to DJ like lounge type of events where I can play house music and where people are chilling, talking business, enjoying themselves. So it's not a moment, but it's the type of event I like. Lounge events.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career as a DJ?
Oh, wow. Most interesting person as a DJ. Oh man, that's a great question. Hold on, you got it. Bear with me right now.
Is a lot of DJs meet a lot of people, so it's always an interesting question to hear.
Yeah.
Man, or most recent notice.
No, I got you. I got you. As a DJ, the most interesting person, just the most interesting relationship, is my relationship with the director of performance art department at the University of Ghana. Because like he was out he was bringing me into different villages. We were recruiting artists, did some music preservation workshops together. And like, that was just really cool being able to work with all these different types of music in Ghana through my relationship with him. I feel like he's going to be the president of Ghana one day.
And what's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
One thing that is missing from live streaming for DJs. Well, I would say organizational partnerships. I don't like to just play on Facebook. I like to have an event to DJ for.
Awesome. And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Oh yeah, some DJs?
Shout out to DJs you know.
Yeah. Let's say Miss Orstein, shout out. We got DJ Mike Smith in Ghana, shout out. Also, we got Mission. He's not a DJ MC, but he run. He's part of the crew. Man, there's so much. Oh, DJ Azam Khan, shout out. Yeah. There's some more too that I need a shout out. Last, I would say, you know, DJ Madrid Perry, who was my mentor at Northwestern. WNUR, so shout out to Madrid Perry, who really gave me a lot of advice, and you know, seeing him out here would be really dope.
Awesome, brother, and we look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. and brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Yeah, at DJ Antonio Caesar.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
And you spell Caesar C-E-S-A-R, you know, the Latino version. Not Julius Caesar, you know what I'm saying?
Love it, brother. Well, this has been an amazing interview for the My DJ Story podcast, man. My brother DJ Antonio Caesar here just really dropped a lot of gems and really told everyone about his DJ story. So thank you for spending time with us today. And everyone, please follow him, check him out. He's an amazing brother doing some amazing work here in the U.S. and over in Ghana. So thank you for everything you're doing for the community and for the culture. We appreciate you, brother.
Daryl, thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. It was awesome to share my story, bro. Man, I'm wishing you the best with the club. And I can't wait to see more interviews as well.
Thank you, brother.
All right.